9:19 p.m. And that's obviously a lie. The clock is a lie because it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and what I say goes. And what are we going to do today? Well, I don't know. It's a little cool outside. It might be a little bit windy, but I think we might have to go out anyway because I want to find some Matis. I want to find some Matis because that's what we do. We look for the Matis. So, let's go look for some Matis. Ya pasaron varios días y no me has llamado y la verdad estoy desesperado y es demasiado. Sé que yo tuve la culpa de lo que ha pasado y que tu corazón está yo soy aquí. ¿Dónde? At the secret mushroom grounds in the vicinity of Tranquility Park. I'm getting out of the car. Because we are here. That's what I said. In Espanol. Because yo hablo Espanol ahora. Okay, well, it's a little bit windier out here than I thought. I hope the wind noise isn't annoying you too much. And I'm underneath the high power lines. I can't hear them and their sizzly zippers. That's the sound they make. Well, it's a little bit cooler out here today than I expected as well. I had better put on my regular glasses. Oh, so bright. It's not that sunny, but there's cloud glare. All right, so I've come out to the secret mushroom grounds today just because all the other usual places we've gone, we have seen marmots there. We have seen marmots at Herrenhaven, and we have seen marmots at the OPPD Arboretum. Or at least a marmot in both places. And so I started thinking, well, maybe we will see a marmot out here today then. And that's why we're here. I can hear voices. There he is. There's a bicyclist here on the trails today. I heard a voice. I was like, why are there voices talking? Yeah, well, because there's a guy riding his bike and is gonna hit me if I don't move my ass, so I moved. Okay, I've positioned myself in a spot where I can look down into the creek. And man, see, I'm seeing holes that have fresh dirt dug out of them. I can see at least three, four. And I do not see any marmots hanging around though. That's okay. I'm gonna sneak up here a little bit. Further and wow, there's this one den here that is really, really looks like it's being dug out and is active. I gotta backtrack a little bit though to get right up to it. Let's see, how do I get over here? Like this. Dun, 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 dun. Going overland. Yeah. Looks at this nice dugout Mati den, and there's a big footprint here too, a big people footprint. Is somebody else looking for marmots? Somebody stepped right there where the Mati was digging. But other than that, I see no evidence of any activity whatsoever. I suppose that's okay. So we're gonna get back on the path here. And keep on walking. Other than it being a little bit cooler, it's probably only about 50 degrees right now, which is still plenty warm to be outside. Oh, I see lots of tracks down. Oh my God, I see a lot and lots of tracks down in the mud. There's been a lot of traffic. There's been a lot of Mati traffic. Those are Mati footprints. Lots of Mati tracks in this area. Okay, let's start heading upstream to see if we can't find some of our Mati buddies. Ow, my hand hurts. Oh yeah, that's right. Last night, actually this morning I woke up And after I was up for about 5 minutes, and you got to realize that this was, you know, like an hour ago. Yeah, it's noon 30 here local time, but that's beside the point. I woke up and my hand hurt. Well, it didn't really hurt so much as it was a little bit stingy. It's like, why does my hand sting? And I look down at my hand and I've got this like 12 centimeter gash in my hand. And, you know, maybe I exaggerate. Maybe it's not a gash so much as just a little scratch. And then I remembered, oh yeah, I was playing Super Fun Kitty Bead on a String. Yeah, I've got this loop of string that I like to, I like to play with my cat. It's a fun cat toy. I flip it around, jiggle it around, drag it around. She attacks it. It's a bead on a string. It's fun if you're a kitty. Here's some nice bryophyte type moss that's starting to bloom. And so anyway, we were playing Super Fun Kitty games with the string. And I don't know, somehow she did some crazy kitty ninja move. Managed to catch my hand pretty good. Dug her claw in and I got this little scratch on my hand. And why is this significant? Oh, it's not particularly, but okay, here's something weird. Sidetracked. I'm looking down into the creek at a known Mati den, and it is dug out. There's no Mot there, but there is a multimeter down there. And yes, when I say multimeter, I do mean multimeter. It is not a multimeter or a multimeter. You do not use a multimeter to measure electrical things. You use a multimeter, just how you don't use a speedometer to monitor speed or an odometer to measure distance. That's an odometer. It's a speedometer. You don't use an inclinometer to determine tilt. You use an inclinometer. Learn how to speak English. So anyway, yeah, there's this multimeter down there, just sitting there. And it's not like one of the crappy Harbor Freight ones that I collect. Should we be going down to check that multimeter out? Is there a way to... I'd have to go all the way around and then climb down there. I don't know. Is it worth it? Did it get washed down here in the rains, or did somebody just take a perfectly good multimeter and throw it down there? It's strange how many tools I've been finding in creeks lately. If you've been, you know, listening to the show, you know about the Milwaukee cordless power tools I found in the ravine the other day. Anyway, so anywho, my cat manages to scratch me. Why is this important? Well, it's not particularly. My point about all this is that I have conditioned my cat's behavior. It doesn't have anything to do with scratching my hand, but I have trained my cat poorly after the fact. Or did my cat train me? Because here's the deal. Every day, every night, and this happens maybe twice a day, you know, my cat wants to play. Just like all cats, they want to play. Because that's what cats do. And so, and this is pretty predictable. My cat will, you know, eat and then take a nap, then get up, and then she'll want to do kitty stuff. And then she goes into the bathroom and she does kitty tinkles or kitty poops. And then after that, she's all wired up, right? And what my cat has used to do is whenever she wanted to play, she'd walk up to this little, for lack of a better term, coffee table or end table that I use. I sit right next to it and I put my tea on it, right? And there's some other things on it. She'll come up to the table and she'll start knocking things off the table because that's a fun thing for kitties to do, knocking stuff off tables. Trust me, if you have a cat, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have a cat, well, I don't know what your problem is exactly, other than probably a dog. And so the cat will start knocking stuff off the tables, and I don't want her to knock stuff off the table. So then I start to play with her, right? And that's when I get out, like, the kitty string, and we play kitty fun games with string. Or, you know, whatever, right? Well, yeah, and that works. That then distracts the cat enough that she will stop knocking stuff off the table. Okay, and that's great and all, but what has really happened? Or at least, what is the side effect of what has happened? I'm seeing more marmot tracks in the creek. We're still walking upstream. Well, the side effect to all of this is that now what my cat has actually learned, that is, if she wants to play with me, the thing she needs to do is start knocking stuff off the table. And so it's like, okay, so did my cat train me? Or did I train the cat? So, you know, once the cat gets bored and thinks, oh, I want to play some kitty games, all the cat has to do is walk up to the little coffee table and start knocking stuff off. You know, I've got tubes of dice on the table, and I've got a little timer and a little deck of cards and loose dice and all kinds of fun stuff for kitties. And am I stupid? Did I do something dumb? I don't know. I didn't realize that until this morning. Singing great. I have encouraged this behavior. I have trained this behavioral response into my cat. All right, so, oh, look at this. Here's some more interesting tracks down here in the mud. Mati's going both ways. Da, da, da. Upstream, downstream. We're still going upstream. Wow, here's a really high traffic area. And that's where the Mati was walking through the water. Oh, okay. Well, look at all those fresh tracks. We got a marmot up here somewhere. And we are approaching some known marmot dens. So, let's keep working our way up here. Working our way up to the Mati dens. And it's funny because it's up here in some of these dens that I have seen Mots for the first time in previous years. Like that one right there. Is it clear? Is there a Mati in there? Let's lurk up there real quietly. And we'll sneak up on the Matis. And we'll give them a Mati birthday surprise. Yeah. Oh my god. Not only is this den clear, there are little flies flying around it. That is a clear indication that this den is in use and that there is a Mot in it right now. I'm looking across the creek under some tree roots. There's a lot of loose dirt. Is there a Mati den over there too? I can't tell. But yeah, this den right here. Oh my god, it's got loose dirt out the side. Alright, so let's go over the little bump here and see if there's a Mot hanging out on the other side. Sometimes we can see Matis. Sometimes there's a Mati sticking his head out right over there, but not right now. Okay. What do you want to bet there's a Mati in this hole? Come on out and play, Mati. Oh, wow. Yeah, that den is most definitely cleared out. And there's a little bit of bugs flying around. And if there's bugs, that means there's Mots. Mati, Mati, Mati. I don't see a Mati, but maybe he'll stick his head out and do something on the way back. So let's keep moving. There's a styrofoam cooler down there. Do I want that styrofoam? No. It's just bead styrene and it's not that good. Alright, I'm checking other known Mati areas. And I don't see any right now. And that's okay. And we are now at Polypore Bend, where the big tree fell over a couple years ago. And we got lots of logs where mushrooms grow. And we got lots of moss, bryophytes. Oh, and these are fresh bryophytes. They're growing. Green stuff is growing. All the moss is blooming. It looks really cool. So, we go around this little S-bend that is Polypore Bend. And we can walk over here and look back down into the creek at some other known Mati areas. Yeah, okay, so I can see another den. Looks like there might be some loose dirt kicked out of it. It's kind of far away, but it does look good. And then there's a den like right here. Yeah, it's still covered up with leaves and stuff. Dun dun dun. So then we can just walk right over here to the Pit of Despair. Looking down in there, I can see lots of holes. I can see Mati tracks in the mud, too. There's no Mot in that hole. There's no Mot in that hole. But that hole right there looks like it's got a lot of fresh dirt kicked out of it. Where's my Mati? Oh, wow. Look at that hole. That hole is definitely in use as well. Lots of fresh dirt kicked out of there. That's good news. Now we're coming up to this other critical den. Oh, uh-oh. Wait a minute. Did I see something? There's loose dirt kicked out of that hole. And I can see the exit hole, the emergency exit hole of that den. It also has dirt kicked out of it. And I thought I might have seen a nose or something stick out of that hole. I wasn't sure. Was that just a leaf that... Yeah, who knows? Is there a Mati over there? Where's my Matis? Yeah, I can see Mati footprints in the mud down here. There has been a lot of Mati action. There is lots of Mati action. Evidence of Mots is not Mots of evidence. Yes, it is. Do-do-do-do. I like Matis, and you do too. Do-do-do. All right, I'm walking up a little bit further. The path sort of veers away from the Pit of Despair, and it comes over here to where all these logs are. And these logs are awesome. Here's a lot of dried up old puffballs on this log and that log. And there's lots of mushroom stuff going on here, but it's all old. Here's some oysters dried up on the side of a tree. Here's some oysters dried up on the side of a log. This is a great mushroom area, but it's still a little bit early in the season. And so, you know, we're not seeing any fresh mushrooms. And we're not going to for a while. But that's okay. Because during that time, we will look for marmots instead. Because that's what we like. We like the Matis. Alright, back up against the side of the creek. Yep, more Mati footprints down there. And there's some holes around here. There's some holes right over here. Do we got any Mots in the holes up here? This, is that? No. I thought I was seeing some loose dirt kicked out of a hole, but it looked like it was more like an erosion spot. Same with that little area right there. All right, now what we're gonna do is sneak up on the covered Mati den. This is a good den. This is one where I've often found motts, and like the first time I ever came out here, I found a mott in this den. A long time ago. And this is the den that the tree fell down over, and then the grass and vines grew up around it. Oh. Alright, well, we'll get to that in a second. But anyway. So now there's like this tent of dead vines and grass. And I have a feeling that if there's any motties in there, they can see me coming a long time before I can see them. And so now I'm walking right up beside it. There's little birds flipping around in here. I don't think there's any motties, so I'm gonna get up here real close and look in there. Yeah, I don't think this has been cleared out. There's no signs of digging around in this den. But on the other side of the creek, wait, what is that over there? Well, that's just a pile of dirt, not a motte den. Yeah, over here on the other side of the creek, there is a hole in the wall of dirt, and there's a lot of fresh dirt kicked right out of it. That is an active dugout motte den over there. Boy, how do the motties get in and out of there? That's like a sheer cliff wall. Motties, they're so clever. Am I standing on an overhang? Oh my god, I really am. Back up slowly before that wall of dirt collapses. Boy, oh boy. Alright, so. And that's pretty much the end of the tour. We're coming up to the end of the path. Well, it's not really the end of the path. It just intersects the road. And the creek goes that way. The path goes that way. We don't see any marmots on the path if we keep going. So I'm just going to turn right around and head back the way we came and look for dudes. There's some big dog tracks on the path here. And walking right by the thing, and oh, there's no dudes in there. Alright, how long is it going to be before we see a marmot in this location? We got plenty of marmot holes. We see plenty of marmot tracks. Where are the marmots hiding? Nobody knows. Today doesn't seem like a very motty day. Just because it's not sunny. This is the type of day where we need 100% bright sunlight. So the motties will just, you know, come out of their holes and sit on some logs and chill out. Because a chilled out motty is the motty you want to find. Breeze is coming up a little bit. Oh, look at all these beautiful logs. All these beautiful mushroom logs are gonna give me lots of mushrooms this spring. Any day now. Well, actually, in about a month. So that'll be great. Oh, what else have I been doing? Other than playing with my cat. Oh, you know, all the usual weird computer stuff. Wait, did I notice that den before? Oh yeah, that's the same den as those holes over there. There's two holes. Where's my motts? Look at this big old hole. On the other side of the creek, there's a hole, it's a low. It's big. that's a hole for big motties. Oh, and over here, here's a log with a lot of puffballs on it. Old puffballs. Did I remember that that log is there? That gets covered up once the grass and everything goes green and starts to grow. I'll remember that that's a good little area. Doo-doo-doo. Walking around. Back to Polypore Bend. And look down here in this part of this little ravine that leads into the creek. That's always a good area for brown cups. I love cup mushrooms, and I'm sure we'll find lots of them this spring right around in here. in this area. I've never understood, is this a spring right here, or is this just drainage from, I don't know, who knows, maybe we'll figure it out someday. But today is not that day. Alright, so back down this side of the creek, in this little ravine. I know marmots like to hide in these old pipes, whatever these things are, probably part of a grain silo. We went back when this was a farm. We're approaching that one mati den. I don't see any matis sticking their heads out or anything. We're gonna get on the other side of it here really quietly. No, I don't see any matis. That's really fun, because sometimes I can sit right above that den and wait for a mat to come out and take a picture. Maybe we should go up there real quick. Well, I don't see anybody in there, but that is most assuredly an active marmot den. Where's my matis? Why didn't they feel like coming out today? Is it just a little bit too cold for any mati action? It is a bit brisk. My exposed hand is starting to get a little bit cold. But that's fine. It's not like I'm going to get frostbite or anything. And now we're back to this the part of the creek where it spreads out a little bit. It gets a little wide. There's a lot of mud flats. Wow. That marmot's just been running around. Broom, broom, broom. Look at all these mati tracks. There's some good ones on this side. Wow, this area right here is the place to be if you want to spot them when they're out. But they are not out right now. What were they doing over here? It almost looks like it's some kind of mati racetrack. It's like, oh, let's race. Okay, you got to do 12 laps around this track. And the matis said, ooh, that's a good idea. Marmot races with parimutuel betting and everything. I would probably wager on marmot races, just because it just seems like a good idea. And, oh, let's see, this is where I would need to cross the creek. I don't feel like crossing the creek. I don't need another multimeter. I especially don't need one that is waterlogged and mostly broken. Besides, it's probably going to stay there on a warmer day when I have a little bit more motivation. Maybe I'll climb down there and get that multimeter. We're not even back to it yet. But that's neither here nor there. What you need to know is that you've been listening to another very exciting episode of the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tob. I've been your host for this marmot trek, and I hope you tune in tomorrow to see what else we might find. Because when we find them, it is awesome, and you know you want it to happen. But I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
$20
To me like ice in the clock they sent through a wash.